Howdy, folks. This is Big Tex talking to you, and you're listening to KERA 90.1.
Thank you, Big Tex. And you are listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. And yes, today the great State Fair of Texas opens for everyone. I think it's a 24-day run, so don't miss out. We are going to hear from the folks who won one of the Big Tex Choice Awards this hour, the folks at the dock who make the fried peaches and cream. We're going to get a firsthand report on the deep-fried butter that they're serving out at the State Fair this year. Right here in the studio, we're going to hear from two people who actually tasted it this morning. So stick with the show today. Call us with your questions and answers. We are still taking State Fair questions. If you want to email those to us at anything@kera.org, we will do our best to get answers for you during the run of the great State Fair of Texas. You can also call us, 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. And here are a few questions to start off today. Sarah wants to know, why is it that when you use the cash lane on the North Dallas Tollway, you give the toll taker a $5 bill, they give you your change, and they put the coins in the basket to let you go through? She asks, why don't they just put money in the cash drawer, give you the change, and push a button to allow you to pass? She says, I've asked several toll takers why they have to put the coins in the basket, and they don't know. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything@kera.org. Victor has emailed us and says, I've noticed an abundance of hummingbirds at my feeders the last couple of weeks, and I'm assuming that they are just migrating through the area. He said, I've heard that you should not leave the feeders out too late in the fall so that the birds will not stay longer in the area. Victor asks, is this true, and when should I remove my hummingbird feeders? Francois wonders if there are any outdoor handball courts near downtown Dallas. Sosi writes, hello, I'm looking for Pantene Pro-V Classic Care 85% shine. Sosi says, I use the new Classic Care without the 85% shine, and it is damaging my hair. The one with the 85% shine makes it look like my curly hair made in the salon. She says, I want to know how I can get that specific type from the company or any wholesaler. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Paul and Terrell wants to know if there's a contractor around there, or maybe near Terrell, who will apply insulation to the inside of a small metal building. He says, I have a shed that would make a fine workshop if it were insulated. The only outfit I found that does it will only work on large commercial buildings. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Let's get started today with John in Grapevine. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you today?
Doing well.
My question is, there is a very large building going up on the corner of 114 and is it 483 right there in Las Colinas?
Okay.
It has two massive ramps. I want to know who's building it and why is it being built for who?
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's talk next to Bo in Grapevine. Hello, Bo.
Hey, Jeff. I love your show, man. I get to listen to it every Friday on the way to class.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
I had a question because my mom and dad, when they built their house out in the country in East Texas, when they had first built it, they had a whole bunch of scorpion sightings inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
And some of their friends had the same thing happen when they built their house. And the explanation that I've heard for this from a couple of country boys is that the scorpions are attracted to new concrete. And I was curious if there was any truth to that, if any of the listeners can shed a light on it for us.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open. It's anything@kera.org. Christina asks, is it legal to ride a bicycle on the sidewalk in the city of Dallas? She says, I want to ride my bike around Swiss Avenue, but the traffic is scary. Well, I will tell you, and we'll probably get some calls on this too, but Christina, the conventional wisdom may seem counterintuitive, but a lot of bike safety folks say that you shouldn't ride on the sidewalk because people walk on the sidewalk. And also because when you're passing through an intersection on the sidewalk, the people in cars aren't looking at the sidewalk, and you could get hit. So, but I understand sometimes the traffic is scary. You know, make sure you wear your helmet and, you know, take it slow. Get used to the streets and the cars. And, you know, do something to make yourself visible. Wear a blaze orange jersey or have a flashing light on your bike. But we'll see if anyone has an answer to your question. 800-933-5372 is where we find Bill in Dallas. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
I've got a question, and I'm looking for an old-fashioned rowboat. I can't seem to find where they sell those. I've gone online, a couple of searches, and been to the Pro Bass Shop, and just all they have are aluminum flat bottom boats, and looking for just a small old-fashioned rowboat.
Like a wooden boat.
Like a wooden boat, correct.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see if anybody has a suggestion for you.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You bet. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address anything@kera.org. As I said at the top of the show, coming up in the next segment, we're going to hear from some folks out at the Great State Fair of Texas who are already enjoying the food. And I saw a lot of people drinking cold beer out there, too, when the gates opened at 10 o'clock this morning. But we're also going to get a firsthand report from a couple of people who tried that deep-fried butter. We're going to see what they thought of that. And these are folks that work on the show. So, you know, I think that I think we can trust them. But you can call us or email us with your questions, 800-933-5372 or anything@kera.org. If you have a State Fair of Texas question, put in there in the subject line, State Fair of Texas question or Great State Fair of Texas question, and we'll see if we can get that question answered by an expert out at the fair in the next week or so. Marilyn in Aledo has written us a question about her driver's license. It says, when one has eye surgery to correct vision and no longer needs to wear corrective lenses, does one have to get a new driver's license that says so? And how does that work? Would one have to retake the test or just the vision part? Or can one just keep using one's old license? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Danny in Richardson. Hello, Danny.
Yeah, my question is regarding the difference between soaps, body washes, shampoos, and conditioners, and mm-hmm. the chemical makeup, as far as, you know, what's really cleansing, what's really conditioning, and especially the 3-in-1s or the 2-in-1s. I just wonder if I get a 3-in-1, am I really just using my shampoo, or if there is...
Explain what is a 3-in-1. Is it it's a body wash, shampoo, and conditioner all in one?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if someone has. I'm sure someone will have an answer or an opinion for you.
It's just, you know, the idea is to be clean, right? Not necessarily to smell good or have conditioned skin. But, you know, I'm more concerned about cleansing and what does cleansing best.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Gary has written us and wants to know, how do I get my bird to land on my finger? Does anyone know how to train your bird? He doesn't say what kind of bird he has, but maybe we'll get some opinions on what are the popular birds, parakeets, cockatiels, birds like that. Does anyone know how to get that bird to land on how Gary can get his bird to land on his finger? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Chris in Minneapolis asks a question that we've had answered many times. In the greater scheme of things, is it better in the city to put uneaten food down the drain through the garbage disposal or put it in the trash? And the answer we've always gotten is make yourself a compost pile. Even if you have an apartment complex, maybe you can make a little compost pile somewhere that you can put those things in, because according to what we've heard on the show, that's the best solution. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to William in Dallas. Hello, William.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Back in the 60s, they made a video where they turned lead into gold by bombarding it with electrons, but they said it wasn't economically practical back then, and I was wondering why aren't they doing it now?
Okay. So the Philosopher's Stone, in other words, the age-old quest for the Philosopher's Stone that would turn lead into gold, is it possible?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I know it was possible.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know why they don't do it.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
And the woman that thought about her eye corrective surgery?
Yeah.
I was in the office one time when a guy came in after having the surgery, and they asked him to look at the chart and he could read it. So they just gave him a new one. But I don't know if legally you're supposed to change it or not.
Maybe she can just do it when she goes in for her regular renewal or something.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, William.
Thank you, Jeff.
800-933-5372. Up next is Barbara in Richardson. Hello, Barbara.
Hi. I just want to answer why the toll takers don't keep the money in their drawers. It's for safety reasons.
Oh, okay.
So that they can't get held up later.
That makes perfect sense.
They throw it in a basket, and that goes through a pneumatic tube, and it gets collected into a vault, and those vaults get emptied or taken, actually, with the whole vault contained inside of itself.
And they do the same thing, I would imagine, with the cash that you hand them. So
don't take cash anymore on the toll roads.
This is how
it used to be, but now they don't take it anymore. You just go through, and after a certain amount of time, your license plate is captured. And after a certain amount of time, they'll send you a bill, unless you have a toll tag, and then, of course, it comes off, you know, whenever you use it. But
they
don't have people out there in the booths anymore. They've gone to the new system.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. It's Bird Week on the show. Roy in Fort Worth says, asks via email to anything at KERA.org. Why is it that certain birds, like chickens, roosters, pigeons, but doves, etc., have a herky-jerky motion with their head as they move forward each step when walking, whereas other birds, like ducks, geese, ostriches, and most wild songbirds, hold their head steady when walking forward? What is the physical difference in their bone structure or nervous system that causes this? He says, also, notice that lizards, the close relatives, never move herky-jerky, but rather smoothly. Does anyone know why it is? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org. Let's talk next to Jordan in Dallas. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
I had a answer for the gentleman looking for a wooden boat.
Yeah.
This area is not typically known for that type of boat, but if he's looking for a handmade boat, he may be doing a search in the wrong area. He needs to look for... These were known all over in South Louisiana. And if he would look for something called a pirogue or a skiff, P-I-R-O-G-U-E, or a skiff,
okay.
S-K-I-F-F.
Yeah, because, necessarily if it's a wooden rowboat, it's going to be a handmade boat.
Well, and now, like I'm saying, though, that these things are all over the place in South Louisiana, and they use them down there for hunting. I don't know what his particular interest is in this particular boat, but they're a wide bottom, a flat bottom boat that was used to going over marshy areas. So if that's the kind of boat that he's looking for, I don't know if he's looking for something more like a rowboat, like open water, northwest kind of open water, like a dory, then, he's going to have to do a hard target search up there.
Okay.
But if he's looking for something a little more local, have him do a... searches on those two items there.
Okay. Well, Jordan, thanks very much for calling.
Sure.
It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at KERA.org. Couple of answers left over from last week. The question about trading in foreign currency, why do they just take paper money? Bryce says, the reason banks are willing to trade in foreign bills but not coins is the weight. He says they ship the money back, and it costs more to ship a coin than it's worth. And a couple of other suggestions on drive-through sandwich shops. Let's see. Rachel says, in Louisville on Round Grove, there's a drive-through Jimmy John's and a drive-through Schlotzky's. She says, I've also seen drive-through Quiznos in Keller. And let's see. Oh, yeah. David says, the Great American Hero on Lemon near Oak Lawn has a drive-through, and they have great subs and sandwiches. And, yes, he says you can eat inside if you want. So if you have other suggestions, questions, answers, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org. More reports from the State Fair of Texas coming up.
My name is Erin, and my favorite food at the State Fair has to be the fried nut butter. Fried peanut butter, anything, really. The best thing at the State Fair, other than the food, is the Crazy Mouse. And a close second is the Craft Pavilion with all the crazy stuff in there. The glue a shoe contest is pretty great.
Yeah. my name is Sarah, and I love the State Fair because of the Texas-shaped nachos and also the cow milking demonstration. It's my favorite. And everybody have a great State Fair.
Yes, have a great State Fair of Texas. Thanks to Aaron and Sarah and, you know, the United States Marine Corps Drum and Bugle Corps that we heard there. And we heard a little bit of the very first DART Green Line service to the Great State Fair of Texas. They actually even had fireworks going off as the train pulled into the station. So don't forget, the Great State Fair of Texas opened today, and you should check it out. You got 24 days to get there, and you can email us your Great State Fair of Texas questions to anything at KERA.org. Of course, we'll also take your questions and answers this hour on virtually anything at 800-933-5372. And before we go back to the phones, we have some very patient callers. We'd like to get a very a great firsthand report on the deep fried butter at the State Fair. So joining me in the studio are producers on this very show, Betsy Lewis, our assistant producer, our intern, Alicia Melke. Ladies, what did you think of the deep fried butter?
It was kind of a situational thing. There are four choices. You can get it plain. Well, first of all, people have been asking me what it looks like and what exactly it is. You get four little balls of fried, and inside is kind of a melted butter. It's almost the same consistency of whipped butter that you would put on pancakes.
Okay.
So you can get it plain, or you can get one of, I think it was three sauces, and I got the garlic sauce. And Alicia?
I got the cherry sauce.
Okay, so...
So what did you think of the cherry sauce?
It was really good. The best way I can describe it is really, really moist donut holes with cherry sauce on top. So I thought it was really good. It's extremely sweet.
Okay.
I had a slightly different experience. I love garlic bread and garlic rolls, and it did taste exactly like that.
Okay.
But after the first one, I tried to be really healthy, and I thought if I put four little balls of butter directly into my stomach, I'm not going to have a really happy day.
Okay.
So a woman who was passing by stopped. You could smell the garlic, and it did smell really good.
I think I might be still smelling it now, actually.
You probably are. Okay. I shared one with this lady, and she, too, thought it was delicious, but it was dripping. My mistake was with the garlic sauce is it is garlic butter sauce.
Okay.
On top of?
Fried butter.
Exactly.
Okay.
So my love of butter was tested.
Well, you know what? My love of corny dog was tested. Not tested, completely validated. I think I got the 20th corny dog at the Great State Fair of Texas this morning.
Whereas I probably took on more than I probably could handle.
All right. But overall, a good review on deep fried butter.
Absolutely. Okay. If I had it to do over again, and I'm hoping that opportunity comes, I would share the fried butter.
Okay. All right. And you would you have your own? Did you eat your whole fried butter?
Yeah, I ate all four of them, and it was delicious. But just a warning, you will feel it later in the pit of your stomach. Definitely.
Okay. Alicia, Betsy, thanks so much.
You bet.
All right. 800-933-5372 is the number to call to get your questions and answers on the show. Let's talk next to Barbara calling from Frisco. Hello, Barbara.
Hello. I think you probably had this question before, but when your television is on and you're watching a show and you have the volume at a certain level and then a commercial comes on and it's blaring out the window, is there something you can do or buy to add to your television set to keep that control the same level all the time?
You know, we probably have had this question before, but as is par for the course, I don't know what to tell you, so we'll throw it out there and see if we get an answer for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
And at 800-933-5372, another very patient caller, Patrick in Arlington. Hey, Patrick.
Hi. I've been wondering, what band has made the most songs?
What band has, you mean, so you want to say recorded or written or maybe a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Okay. Who's recorded the most music? Okay. Well, it's a good question. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at KERA.org. You know, from the answer stack, which there's a lot left over here from last week, on the disc golf question, Russell says, the courses are free and you just have to bring your own discs. He says, there are different types, just like golf, drivers and putters, etc. He says, check out pdga.com, pdga.com for more information. The big band music question. Ian says big band music can be heard live every Tuesday night at the Pearl on Commerce. in downtown Dallas. Gina in Fort Worth says, I don't know of any places in Dallas, but the first Friday of each month, Buddy's Big Band plays music from the 30s and 40s at Preservation Hall in Fort Worth. All music, all proceeds, rather, go to the Southside Preservation Association, which is a nonprofit that serves both as community education and cultural center, and acts to help preserve the historic fabric of the near South Side. Gina says, I believe that music is open to the public, but donations are appreciated. And the it's located at on Lipscomb Street in Fort Worth, and you can check them out at southsidepreservation.com. 800-933-5372. Up next is Cynthia in Dallas. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi. I had an answer for the boat and sure. for the bird. There is a magazine called Wooden Boat, and they have the last wooden boat-making school in Maine on Oshkosh Bay.
Okay.
And they can look that up on the Internet, and they'll be able to hook them up with somebody locally that probably has a boat and all sorts. And for the bird, depending on the size of the bird, you take your dominant hand and you start really close up to where the bird's already perched. And with the other hand, you have a treat right next to your hand. And you get them used to jumping off the perch to your hand. Then when they're comfortable, you just keep moving the distance further and further away.
Very good.
Until, you know, they'll fly to you.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
Okay.
And confirmation on both of those. Todd says woodenboat.com is the website for the magazine, woodenboat.com. Dennis says give the bird a treat every time he gets on your finger, and if he's smart at all, he'll start coming to land on your finger. On the driver's license question, Doug in Garland says, I had LASIK, and as I understood it, had to get a new driver's license. My old license had restrictions requiring corrective lenses, and all I had to do was take the vision test, and the restriction was removed. Dennis says your eye doctor will write a letter saying you've had surgery, and you can take the eye portion again. And if you pass, they'll just issue a new license without the exception. And Ed says the method of handling the cash at the toll booths is an accounting deal. Says the cash in the machine represents tolls collected. The cash in the drawer tells how much you was paid in tolls when you account for the initial cash in the drawer. This gives you a cross-check on the tolls and on the honesty of the attendant. Sean in Coppell reminds us that you can hear big band jazz music at the UNT School of Music in Denton. There's a full big band program. The 1 o'clock lab band is truly a must-see for anyone around here who loves big band. Sean reminds us that an events calendar is available at music.unt.edu, and they also have a mailing list. He says, when I was a student, daily rehearsals were usually open to visitors, but I don't know if that is still true. And on the ghost stories in Dallas, let's see, Fish says, the Lady of the Lake, White Rock Lake, is the best-known one. There are several versions of who she is, but it's a typical encounter involves driving on Lothar Drive late at night, picking up a woman in a soaking wet wedding dress, and asking to be taken to a nearby address. When you arrive, the woman disappeared, leaving a soaked spot on the upholstery of your car, and the occupants of the house will say she's their daughter who drowned in a boating accident. 800-933-5372 is where we find Tom in Arlington. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, the old alchemists, including even Isaac Newton, were trying to turn mercury into gold. Lead was just kind of a code word they used. They ended up trying mercury. And the problem today is it costs a lot of money to, you know, run a nuclear reactor to transmute elements, but it's the same problem as cold fusion, turning hydrogen into helium at a low energy. And if we could ever do cold fusion, then we could create other elements, including gold. And believe it or not, cold fusion is making a big comeback in the last few years. Of course, it failed 20 years ago. It was sort of prematurely announced, but there are people doing it now. It was on 60 Minutes. They have shown results, and the Nazis were trying to do this at the end of World War II, mm-hmm. cold fusion and transmuting elements, and with their best physicists, and believed it could be done. And I think we will do it by the end of this century for sure, and probably maybe even by 2050 if, you know, somebody invested the money in it. So then we would be able to get gold, would become a lot cheaper commodity.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling, Tom.
Thank you.
Always appreciate it. Line open 800-933-5372, and let's talk next to Buzz in Richardson. Hello, Buzz.
Good afternoon.
Same to you.
I congratulate our light rail system DART friends for their opening the Green Line. I'm really excited. I want to ride it. I ride the train pretty frequently, and I wonder, every time I do it, I wonder, are they ever planning to upgrade their ridiculous little ticket vendors to include a card swiper to enable you to use a magnetic card, a credit card or something, to, you know, to charge, to debit your account or to charge. And
right.
Furthermore, I mean, I've been in a lot of other cities with light rail, and inevitably they're going to have to begin to think about putting turnstiles and having more security and getting a more uniform payment among passengers. But I've just wondered if DART people are listening today. If they are, I'd love to hear if they look at any of these kind of enhancements to start pulling a little bit of money in and helping the passengers get their doggone tickets so the train won't leave them standing.
Sure. You know, Buzz, I think this is just a guess on my part, really, because I haven't talked to anybody, but I think that really what they want everybody to do is to get that monthly pass or annual pass thing. If you use it, you know, you save a lot of money. We even here at the station earlier in the week, we even had a presentation on, you know, sort of the corporate deal.
Those are fine. The trouble is one has to get off the train and walk into a storefront to get it. And if you're in New York City or you know, think of any town, Boston.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We buy it from a machine, and you're good to go, and you swipe the darn thing.
Yeah.
It's going to have to happen because I've observed a lot of people that are basically high-class hobos riding that train without tickets.
Well, and the thinking is that eventually those folks will get caught, and it's going to cost them a lot more to pay the ticket. But you're right. You're right. I mean, it's every other city that has an active and well-used public transportation system, you can, you know, put your credit card in and walk away with a pass card that has either $10 on it or so many rides on it or what have you. So it's a good question, and maybe somebody has the answer for us. We'll see if we can get an answer for you. All right. I think we lost you there, Buzz, but thanks very much for calling. Let's talk next to Mike in Fort Worth. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
I've got a couple of answers for
okay.
you. And I just wanted to confirm on what the guy had said earlier about the lady that had LASIK.
Uh-huh.
You do need to go get a new driver's license because you have those restrictions on there. And if you get pulled over and you don't have corrective lenses in, you're going to get a ticket and then have to go down and prove that you had the procedure done.
That's a good point.
And like they had said, you go down and you just take the eye test and they just reissue your license. I don't think they even charge you for that reissue. The lady had called about how your commercials get louder on your television. Magnavox makes a television with a feature they call Smart Sound, and it keeps the sound pretty uniform. The only problem I've seen with it is when you're watching like a war movie and there's a lot of explosions and stuff going on, and dialogue too, you miss the dialogue because it cuts the sound.
Oh, okay.
My understanding is that Congress is looking at passing a bill to where they're not going to be able to jack your sound up like that anymore during commercials.
Okay.
And I don't know how true that is. I haven't had a chance to look into it any deeper, but my understanding is that they're eventually going to stop doing that because apparently they've annoyed the wrong people with it.
All right. Well, thanks very much for calling, Mike.
Uh-huh.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, it's always open, anything at KERA.org. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to hear from the other winner of the Big Tech's Choice Awards. We heard a report on the deep fried butter. We're going to hear from the people who make the deep fried peaches and cream. And if you have those state fair questions, you can send them to us at anything@kera.org, and we'll do everything we can to get them answered in the next couple of weeks. You can also email us or call us with any questions. And this is from Dee in Kennedale, who wonders if anyone's ever successfully filed for a medical hardship release from a residential lease. And is this even possible in Dallas? And from what Dee says, it has to do with someone was in an accident and will not be able to climb the stairs in an apartment for about 8 months. So can you get out of a lease because of a medical hardship? Ruben says, somebody please help me. I've left the windows down in my SUV and the carpet and leather seats got really wet. After opening the truck a week later, the carpet and seats had mold and mosquitoes had hatched. Can anybody tell me how to get rid of the smell? I tried carpet cleaner and also hot soap from the car wash and vacuumed it really good, but the smell won't go away. Can anyone tell me what to do? 800-933-5372. Let's see. Let's get one more answer on the rowboat question from Leslie in Dallas. Hello, Leslie.
Oh, hi. I may be wrong on this, but I think this weekend there's going to be a wooden boat festival at White Rock Lake.
Oh, okay.
You guys' arts calendar may have something about it, or it could have been last weekend, but I think it's coming up. I think it's this weekend.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Leslie.
All right. Yes, and one other thing. Uh-huh. I just heard the question about the smell.
Yeah.
When I bought a used car, you could still faintly tell that there had been smoke in the car. And the company said, no, we have a thing we can treat the car inside, and it'll get rid of that. And it did. So he might ask a car place what they do to get rid of smoke, and maybe it will handle other odors.
Very good. Thanks so much for calling, Leslie.
You bet. All right. Thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Last week's question about why does the phone ring for so long and then time out? Henry, who's a KERA member, says, I'm an old central office guy, and almost all central offices have their ring timeout set to 2 minutes, after which time the caller will hear a T120 or reorder or fast busy. Someone calling a cell phone that doesn't have any call forwarding will probably get a ring timeout after about 60 to 90 seconds, depending on the provider. He says, but that is a whole ball of wax. And he says, it's called a landline termination with no call forwarding. 800-933-5372. Let's get one more question in here before we go to a break. Let's talk to Sarah in Allen. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. How are you?
Doing fine.
I had a quick question. I was on the way to make a trip to Las Vegas. And I've been hearing a lot of, like, you know, tips and things like that. But I wanted to know what would be, like, a good time to book a hotel. Because I've been told, like, online, if you do it, like, on a Wednesday or something like that, that you might get better deals. So I wanted to see if anybody else had any other tips on there.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get money. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you. Right.
And from Marge and Keller, for the woman trying to locate the Pantene shampoo, Marge says Google the exact name of the product. And there are online vendors who usually carry discontinued products. And Marge says, I've used that source several times. It's anything you ever wanted to know. The phone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything@kera.org. We'll be right back.
My name is Christy Urpello, and I am a manager, I guess. I'm one of Fernie's daughters. Fernie is the owner and operator of this restaurant. The restaurant is called The Dock, and we are in the Embarcadero building. She's been here 41 years, and it's my mother.
And my name is Jonna McKee, and I am also one of Fernie's daughters, and I've been here since I was 9 years old.
Our entry this year was the Deep Fried Peaches and Cream, and we won Best Tasting New Fare Food this year, and it's wonderful.
Frozen peach that's dipped in a batter with some breadcrumbs that's deep fried, and it's got just some heavenly sweet
raspberry sauce. Vanilla buttercream icing, and whipped cream.
And some other secret ingredients.
My husband called me the Susan Lucci of the State Fair Food Contest because I lost 4 years in a row, and we won this year, and it was fantastic. It's good to be on the winning side for a change.
Well, the most exciting part about it was like our Academy Award, our Emmy, and when they announced, as soon as they said, and the best choice, the best taste is, as soon as Fernie's came out, the whole restaurant just erupted, and I was screaming hysterically, and I'm jumping up and down, and everybody keeps watching the video saying, that is just fabulous. Everybody, friends, family, even strangers are like, that is such an emotional win that it couldn't be any better.
Happy State Fair, everybody.
Happy State Fair. The Great State Fair of Texas opened today. You can check it out. You got 24 days to make it to the Great State Fair and a couple of weeks to get your Great State Fair of questions emailed to us at anything@kera.org. We'll get out to the fair. We'll see if we can get definitive answers to those questions. And we can get your questions and answers in this hour. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. The email address, anything@kera.org. And up next is Sandra in Irving. Hello, Sandra.
Yes. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I woke up this morning, and I was on a computer last night till 2 in the morning doing some insurance mastery test. And I have a blood vessel in my right eye that burst.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there's a remedy out there that can help you with that, because eye drops really don't do anything.
Right.
And it's not hurting. It's just that you just wonder, you know, what you could do about it.
It's like it looks like a really red, bloody patch in your
eye. Right, exactly.
Okay. Well, we'll see if someone has a suggestion for you.
Thank you.
You bet. 800-933-5372. And speaking of vision, let's talk to Chubby and McKinney. Hello, Chubby.
Hey, hello, Jeff. Listen, I was nearsighted, and I went and got the LASIK, and the doctor that operated on me said, why don't you do mono vision? I said, what the heck is monovision? And he said, well, you fix one eye for distance and one eye for close-up, and you're 50%, and you don't have to wear those little granny glasses, those reading glasses. I said, that's a great idea. I did that, and then I went to the, just like your callers say, I mm-hmm. went to the driver's license place to you know, get that provision removed from my driver's license, and I took the test. And the test, unfortunately, requires that both eyes can pass the distance test. So, of course, my left eye, being untouched, was nearsighted, and I couldn't see a thing. And so I flunked the eye test. And she said, oh, I can't remove it. You still have to. And I said, fine. And I walked away. And since then, I've been stopped a number of times. I'm a good driver, but mm-hmm. I, for whatever reason, I get stopped, and the officer dutifully will say, "Well, I ask, you know, are you wearing contacts?" And I said, "No, I have the LASIK," and to a person, each time they say, "Okay, well, be careful," and that's it.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, so, I guess if they were writing you a ticket and they were going to give you a ticket, they could add it on, I guess, if they wanted to.
I suppose so. But
you sound
but,
like a very polite were, gentleman, though, so perhaps yeah, they aren't motivated
they really
to do that.
And the key to that. The key to that is to be polite to them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for calling. That's a great point that no one else had raised.
You know, if you had the mono, be careful. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, have a great day.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's see. Someone writes about the TV volume control. Okay, a TV volume regulator is available from smarthome.com for $27. Our emailer says you have to use an outboard amp, like an AV system, and this device fits between them. Vernon says, the question we had last week about street repairs in the Lakewood area, he says, since cities are laying off employees and cutting budgets, including capital budget, your street may not be on the capital improvement list. He says, your best source of information will be the City of Dallas, Department of Works, and your city council representative. That said, typical of city capital projects is the capital improvement projects for the current year may be implemented this year, depending on funding, priority, and bidding that matches the budget allocate. He also says capital improvement projects for a five-year plan, it may be years away, and it may be on the capital improvement wish list, usually a holding category. He says, think of this as never. He says, your diligence is the best way to have a chance of implementing road repair. Remember that you are competing with many other citizens and their desires as well. Roy says, getting the bird to land on your finger, he says, start close, perhaps with a treat. Put your hand in the cage and gradually earn trust. Entice the bird to hop on your finger. Then gradually move further and further away. And obviously, the bird needs to feel comfortable outside of the cage. Roy says, it's pretty easy to do with ringneck doves, and it helps if you start when they are very young. Let's see, Jared in Grapevine says, regarding turning lead into gold, a long time ago before chemistry, there was alchemy. Its main goal was turning other things into pure gold. And the main finding was that it's impossible. He says, if there was a video of this, especially on the internet, he says, I'm willing to bet that video was a fake or was doctored. JD says, the new building in Las Colinas is the Irving Convention Center. It opens in November of 2010, 275,000 square feet. It's designed as two boxes stacked and rotated to create cantilevered corners that will provide shaded areas for visitors to use. Christina says, if your caller is really curious about what goes into his shampoos, etc., he should check out A Consumer's Dictionary of Cosmetic Ingredients by Ruth Winter. It's called A Consumer's Dictionary of Cosmetic Ingredients. Let's see. Susan says, from Old East Dallas, there's a business in North Richland Hills called Cool Air that will do an ozone treatment for a vehicle for $49.99. She says, I just got my car back after the windows were left down in the rain and the car smelled moldy. She says, they got the smell out of the seats, the carpet, the headliner, the air vents, etc. And she's very happy with it. And Mark, also writing from Old East Dallas, says, I'm pretty sure that there are machines at Union Station and Mockingbird Station where you can purchase your tickets with a debit or credit card. He says, actually, now that I think about it, pretty much every stop has these machines. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Kevin in Arlington. Hello, Kevin.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Mike, I got an answer for the flood car with the rain damage.
Mm-hmm.
There's an excellent company, the Protec is what they're called. And they've got two locations. One is in Garland. It's on Shiloh, north of 635, I believe. and then one in Arlington at 360 and Randall Mill. And they will clean carpet and upholstery. I think they can replace the padding underneath and also do a treatment to make it smell better. So Pro-Tech.
Very good.
Arlington and Garland.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to John in Fort Worth. Hello, John.
Hi there. This has to do with the question about the sound levels for commercials.
Uh-huh.
Up until about, for several years, the FCC had a requirement that commercials could not be any louder than 20% louder than the programming. And that was dropped about probably 8 or 9 years ago. But there's another factor in there now. They can make them as loud as they want to, but another factor is that that someone had about that time developed it's almost like a sound compression technology, which allowed a way to get more sound information into that spectrum limitation. So sounds that your ear may not have completely picked up before during a commercial, they can pick it up now. And I don't have any proof of it, but if you listen to certain commercials, the one for the it'll be coming up here pretty quick in the next couple of months is the annual one about the Toyota Sail-a-thon. I'd almost bet a paycheck that's what they're using on that one, because even though the maximum sound level probably doesn't exceed some artificial limitation, the amount of sound they can cram in under that high point is phenomenal. So your ear tends to hear a lot more,
sure,
even though the sound level's maximized. But the FCC used to have a rule, and it got lobbied out so that they didn't have to abide by it anymore.
All right. Well, John, thanks for the background.
Sure enough.
All right. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Harry in Dallas. Are you with us, Harry?
Yes, I'm here. My question is, how can I get in touch with an investigative news reporter or somebody on the FBI or somebody whom I can report about financial fraud going on in Dallas area? I've been calling that hotlines, and I'm being shuttled back and forth between Labor Department and FBI Department. These people say it's their department. I call them, they say call these guys.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. I will say that from what I understand, the FBI has a cap that they won't investigate something that financial fraud that's under a certain amount, because
this is huge. This is in the millions.
Okay. Well, you should definitely call the FBI. But if you've already called the FBI, and from what I understand, from what I've got here on the screen, they told you to call the Labor Department and vice versa.
Right, and Labor Department says this amount is huge, you should call FBI.
Okay, well, have you called the FBI office here in Dallas?
No, I haven't. I called their hotline.
Okay, yeah, you should call the FBI office here in Dallas and tell them your story. And then, we'll see if we get suggestions on maybe other folks that you can call or how to get in touch with someone to get your story out.
All right, thanks
okay.
a lot.
You bet. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Nicole in Dallas. Hello, Nicole.
Hi. This is for the lady who had the busted blood vessel in her eye.
Yeah.
I work for an ophthalmologist, and basically that's just a bruise.
Okay.
She can't really do anything for it. If it starts hurting her at all, she can use a hot compress on her eye. But as far as any drops or medication, there's nothing to do for it. And
okay.
It usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks for it to fully go away.
Okay. Do you get people that come into the office with this?
We do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So save the copay unless it's bothering you.
Exactly. Nothing you can do about
yeah.
it.
Okay. Well, and we certainly want everyone who listens to actually talk to a doctor, or at least call their doctor's office if they think there might be a problem, and not just
right.
take our advice over the radio. But thanks very much for calling, Nicole.
All right. Thank you.
800-933-5372. We'll be able to squeeze in a couple more calls. I want to also make sure that we get some of these emails before we run out of time. Grant says, the woodboat show at White Rock is indeed this weekend. However, it features wooden power boats from 10 to 3 at the Corinthian Boat Club off the Big Thicket exit from Mockingbird Lane. Sean says, I had to put my vote in for the Grateful Dead. having recorded the most songs. He says over 25 years of concerts and still going, most of which are recorded, more concerts per year than any band. He says it's pretty tough to beat. Ashley in Fort Worth says there's a great product called BioClean Backout that uses enzymes to kill bacteria. It works very well. I've used it for getting mold, this mold smell out of a thick rug left out in the rain. Also use it for shower mold and mildew. Ashley says it's an all-natural, biodegradable, safe, and smells like lemonade. You can purchase it at Whole Foods on the or on the internet. It's called BioClean, BioKleen-Backout. Let's see. Althea says, just in case nobody else comes up with a successful solution to this moldy smell in the truck, he might as well try something I learned from a quilter. Althea says, I needed to know what quilters do to clean them, especially to get smells out. In this case, it was cat urine. And she suggested I get some bars of Safeguard deodorant soap, put them in a trash bag with the quilt, and leave it for a while. It was fantastic. Althea says, after a few days, I took the quilt out, and for the next several days, the soap smell was so strong it was sickening, but it faded, and everything was great afterward. Althea says, so why not try leaving the truck shut up with several bars of Safeguard for a week and see what happens? I assume it has to be Safeguard because its mission in life is to deodorize. There may be other stuff that will work like this, but the soap is easy and cheap. And let's see, a couple more. Scott says, try vinegar. I recently found this tip and used for clothes that turned in the washer. It completely removed the smell. I used it on an item that would quickly begin to smell after heavy use. I soaked it in vinegar and now can use the clothing without a quick return of the smell. And John, who's an auto appraiser in Richardson, says, the problem with the vehicle with wet carpets is most likely in the pad. And the only way to do it is to remove the carpet, clean it, and then replace the pad after making sure all water is removed from the lowest areas of the floor pan. Let's see. I think we can squeeze in maybe one more answer on this. Let's talk very quickly to Adrian in Lucas. Hello, Adrian. We've got about 10 seconds.
Yes, I was just going to suggest for the truck an ozone machine. They are orderable over the internet, but you can also get carpet cleaning companies that do your home to do that for you. I don't know if they would do it for a car or not, but they did it for our house when our dog came in with a skunk spray on it.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks so much for the suggestion. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by yours truly. Jeannie Mascora runs the board. Thank you, Jeannie. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Thank you, Fiona. And we had lots of extra help today. They reviewed the deep-fried butter, for crying out loud, from our assistant producer, Betsy Lewis, and our intern, Alicia Melke. Thank you, Betsy. Thank you, Alicia, very much. You can download episodes of the show at kera.org/anything. And, of course, send us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions, and your State Fair of Texas questions to anything@kera.org. Again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening. Have a fantastic weekend.